Science and Intuition. Most of us would attest to the fact that we have at one time or another experienced instances of intuitive insight or extraordinary coincidence that seem to lie outside the realm of normal perception, thought processes, or sequences of events. Furthermore, a fair number of people would also testify that they have had premonitions of significant future events, such as the death of a family member or major catastrophes, including plane crashes, earthquakes, and the like. Irrational or not, we tend to give credence to our intuitive perceptions. In fact, we are encouraged to do so. Indeed, throughout our lives, we are often admonished to rely on our gut instincts when making important decisions or forming impressions of others. The general population may be inclined to accept the existence of intuitive insight and to view it as an asset, but research scientists have been more contemptuous. They have, for the most part, shied away from legitimizing intuitive phenomena. The fact is that there has been little empirical data to corroborate anecdotal evidence, which researchers denounce because it generally cannot be investigated using the scientific method. The stories of premonitions that surfaced after the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center are examples of anecdotal evidence. Scientists say that such accounts are misleading and cause us to jump to the wrong conclusions because they are subject to selective memory, whereby we remember such feelings when they seem to come true, but forget them when they do not. Recently, the number of researchers who view intuitive phenomena with less skepticism has been growing. Researchers have conducted studies they believe indicate that intuitive insights are more than lucky guesses or fanciful superstitions. For example, Gerd Gigerenzer, a social psychologist at the Max Planck Institute, a German think tank, conducted two studies in which ordinary citizens with little knowledge of the stock market picked stocks based on intuitive feelings. 6 months later, the performance of these stocks was compared to that of portfolios based on the calculations of experts. In both studies, the stocks picked by the non-experts outperformed those selected by experts, which is no small feat. Gigerenzer's work was popularized in Malcolm Gladwell's best-selling book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, which offers numerous cases that illustrate apparently instantaneous non-logical cognitive processes. The prevailing view regarding gut feelings and other kinds of inspiration is that, albeit remarkable, they are the result of rapid inferences made using unconscious memories of prior experiences. Some researchers believe, however, that certain intuitive phenomena are so intrinsically unique that they cannot be explained by known cognitive processes. Incredible as it may seem, several researchers claim to have gathered unprecedented evidence that we all are able to sense future events before they happen. In the most compelling research, conducted at the HeartMath Research Center in Boulder Creek, California, participants were connected to a polygraph and randomly shown a series of pictures that included emotionally charged images. Surprisingly, the polygraph registered significantly higher neurological and physiological responses several seconds before subjects were shown emotional images than those registered before non-emotional images. The results led the researchers to conjecture that predicting events further in the future is also a reasonable possibility. Although conventional scientists might grudgingly admit that these findings are intriguing, they aren't likely to do an about-face and accept phenomena that conflict with their established scientific convictions. There have been attempts to refute some of the findings on the grounds that the statistical analysis wasn't done properly, and there have even been suggestions of fraud on the part of participants and/or researchers. However, researchers in the field of intuitive phenomena say these criticisms are unwarranted, as they have taken the necessary steps to certify that their research strictly adheres to accepted scientific practices. Experience has shown, though, that conventional scientists who are already open to the possibility of intuitive phenomena are more likely to accept the results than scientists with pre-existing negative viewpoints. 1. Give an example of anecdotal evidence mentioned in the passage. 2. According to the article, what is the general view among researchers of gut feelings or other kinds of inspiration?